Anyway, Pat, we can start and resume after the top of the hour.
Okay.
Go for it, ma'am.
Well, I'm calling you from the hospital.
Oh, my. Okay.
Oh, my. Yeah. Well, I came in because I had chills, 102 fever, you know, all the stuff that's scary just enough. And they decided I had a low-grade pneumonia, but the blood cultures decided I had blood infection and possibly a urine infection. So, of course, I'm on the antibiotics and all that kind of good stuff. So what do I do when I get out of here so I can bring myself back up to normal?
Okay. Now, tell me specifically which things need to be brought back up to normal. I understand that you had some...
Well, antibiotics kill everything off, right?
Well, they kill a lot of things off. You're right. Yeah. Okay. Well, there, I'm sure you've heard of good old probiotics, haven't you?
I take probiotics.
There you go. So, after you get out, I would just double up on them for at least a week or two. And while you're doing that, there's one other one that sometimes we know about and sometimes we don't. The antibiotics kill off bacteria. That's entirely true. But they don't kill funguses. And the fungus called Candida, which most of us have a little teeny bit in our guts, it's known to have been there since the 1800s when it was cultured from stools of people who never took any antibiotics. Anyway, this Candida stuff loves to fill the space that's taken up. I'm sorry, it loves to take up the space from whence the bacteria have been eliminated. So there is a yeast that's beneficial for humans that competes with Candida and keeps it from doing that as much. And it has this gosh-awful long name. And I can spell it for you if you happen to have a pencil. Do you have a pencil?
No, I don't. But give
okay,
me a
we'll
second,
just...
and I'll have my tablet up and running, and I'll put it on my notepad. If I can reach it. Okay.
Okay, ma'am.
All right.
Okay. The reason I asked you if you had a tablet, a pencil or anything is because it's got a gosh awful long name. Here we go. SACCH.
Let's see.
SACCH. CCH.
SACCH.
ARO.
ARO.
MYC. MYC.
Yeah.
I'm almost done. And then ES. That's the first name.
Okay.
And the second name we'll have to take after the break. You hear that music coming, ma'am? I'm sorry, but we've got to respect radio time. So you hang in there. Waiting since that top of the hour. Are you still with us, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd spelled the first name of this replacement and good for us yeast to try to keep the Candida from taking up all the space that was created by killing the normal gut flora. And you got the first name, which is pronounced Saccharomyces, and here comes the second name, which is thankfully not as long. B-O-U-L. That's
B-O-U-L.
A-R-D.
A-R-D.
And then two letter I's, I-I.
Okay.
And that's just named after, that Boulard is named after the professor who did all the research over it in France. And so when
now, is that D or a B that starts
B,
that?
B starts with a B like boy.
Okay. I put a D.
And so what one does after, when one is taking one's probiotics to make up for whatever the antibiotics did, one also takes one of these Saccharomyces boulardii things in the morning and one at night and gets this beneficial yeast down there to keep the Candida from crowding out all the space.
Okay. Do I have to do this through a doctor?
Oh, no, ma'am. You can find that in all the natural food stores, the Tahoma Dispensary. Yeah, you can find it in any number of places. It's over the counter.
Okay. Okay. Any other recommendations on keep me from having to come back in here?
You betcha, ma'am. You betcha. Now, the combination of vitamin A and vitamins A and D can go a long, long ways. In fact, vitamin A is so important for preventing infection and particularly death from infection that World Health Organization has declared that it should be considered, no kidding, now unethical to run any more placebo-controlled trials because vitamin A has been proven to work so well. So, unless one is a fetus, it is perfectly safe to be exposed to 50,000 units of vitamin A a day. The stuff doesn't get toxic until we're up in the hundreds of thousands of units. Why they put so many units in there was just to scare everybody years ago. But 50,000 units a day for any adult who is not going to get pregnant is very safe. And I'd recommend it to you highly, ma'am. Here's why. People who take those 50,000 units of vitamin A, and somewhere in our climate between 4,000 and 6,000 units of vitamin D a day, which gets us up into the tropical optimal range, which is between 60 and 100, not between 30 and 100 like the labs usually say. People who do that tell me, gee, I do get sick every once in a while, but not near as often as I was getting before I started that vitamin A and D. And I hear that over and over and over again, ma'am.
Well, I do take vitamin D.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you test and make sure you're up in the 60 to 100 range. It's not 30 to 100. It's 60 to 100.
60 to 100. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you want to run that test to make sure it's up in that range, but not too much. And once you find out what that is for you, it stays steady for years.
Okay. Now, what test is this again?
It's just called a serum vitamin D.
Okay, and that has to go through the doctor?
I'm afraid so. You can go to a lab and order it on your own, but then your insurance company will refuse to cover it for you.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You might be able to persuade the hospital people to do it, because these days, most of the conventional medicine doctors are measuring vitamin D, and you might just say, well, you know, before I get out of here, how about running that so I'll know if I have enough vitamin D protection?
Mm. Okay, I'll ask.
Yeah, can't hurt. Can't hurt to ask anyway.
And how do I prevent blood infection again?
And what the vitamin A and D do is they prevent infections of nearly anything, blood, lungs, wherever the infection might be. Now, I'm not going to tell you they're perfect. People do get sick anyway occasionally, but it really is occasionally. People will tell me every 5 years I get sick or something like that.
Okay. Okay. I can deal with that.
And, of course, whenever you start to come down with anything, you know that if it weren't for the fact that we were humans, if we were doggies or kitties or any other species, our livers would start going into overdrive, making a whole bunch more vitamin C than they did the day before, and that helps to detoxify the infection. So the A and D are every day, and then the vitamin C, which should be every day in small quantities, has to really go up when we start to get sick.
Okay, so vitamin A, vitamin D, and you said C?
Yes, when we start to get sick, we take more than just a couple grams a day. We should go upwards as far as our bodies will allow us. That is just copying what nature does in all the animals who don't have this genetic mutation where we can't make our own vitamin C.
Okay.
And there you are, ma'am.
All right. I appreciate it.
Okay, and I hope you get out of there soon and better.
Oh, me too.
All right.